Do you think there's a reliable way to objectively measure fatigue?
There are fatigue severity scales. Again, the fatigue data that I'm referring to in my recent comments here refers to fatigue as an adverse event. There are formal fatigue severity scales that can be used as sort of part of quality of life assessment, and that probably a more reliable way to really narrow down the issue of fatigue.
So if you had to estimate based on research as well as your own clinical experience, what would you say the risk is of somebody on either apalutamide or enzalutamide of some type of fatigue, fall, CNS kind of thing that'll be identifiable and, you know, sort of maybe a problem? Are you talking about like 1 out of 10 or half, or how often do you see it?
So I think that the way I advise patients is, and nearly all patients in my practice who are already on long-term ADT are going to report some fatigue if asked carefully about that issue. And you might argue that if you ask older men, many of them would report fatigue separate from any treatment for prostate cancer. But it's a fairly uniform symptom in my practice of men on long-term ADT for prostate cancer. And I advise my patients starting one of these agents that it is likely that they may experience more fatigue, although it's unlikely that that fatigue would prevent them from continuing treatment. You know, the rates of treatment discontinuation due to adverse events in any of these trials is quite low, single digits, although somewhat more likely than placebo with apalutamide or enzalutamide. And in my view, in clinical practice, separate from these trials, of the small percentage of patients who must discontinue treatment, fatigue is a driver behind that decision.